Fumlen Ablak and Mother Rapid Abchof, Amir Aleph, Tonir Abonon, which is, sorry, Amar Mar, which would be four lines into the wide lines right in the middle of the page. Amar Mar, we're going to go over what we said before. We're talking about, you know, whether you need salt or that. Amar Mar, we learned. What do you call it? We learned before from Mincha that you need salt, and we compared all the kabbanas to Mincha, that anything that requires wood to roast it or something needs salt. But dam and etzim themselves, wood, if you donate wood, doesn't need salt, and blood does not need salt. And how you know blood does not need salt? Because it says in the Pasuk, it says over there, Ma'al Mincha Secha, we dash it from your Mincha, not from the blood. Okay. Says the Gemara, and only the koymet part needs the blood and salt. I'm a mad, ainly ela koymet. All I know is a mincha menayin l'rabba says a lavoina. You asked, and how do you know to include a lavoina? And you said because that you need something else to prepare it. You know, you need wood. Marba nis a lavoina shekain imba ima bekli echad. And you conclude, why am I including lavoina? Because lavoina and the koymet are both in the same cup. Well, Amr, didn't you start in the beginning of the Braisa? What are you both for? In the beginning, you said, because we compare everything to Mincha that needs wood or something else that is, you know, that needs wood or something else that is, that prepares it. And then you conclude, because they're both company, they're both in the same Keli, Klisharis. This is what you mean. Yeah, blood, we're not talking about blood now. We're talking about the levaina. The blood already we learned from Amir Chasecha of Levi Dam. Now we're talking about the levaina. And you brought two different. At the end, you told us because the levaina and the kaim are sitting in the same clay shutters, so you need this, the melach. But the beginning, you told us we're comparing everything to. We said the whole carbon, we talked about melach timlach, so you compared everything to it. The whole carbon, so which one is it? Hachakam. So this is what we're trying to say. First, the Gemara is asking a question. It says in the Pasuk, carbon. Carbon is a klal. Anything which is a carbon. Yeah. Then it says, minchascha, which is what? Which is a prat. And we have a rule. When you have a klal followed by a prat, ein b'chal mach a prat, it comes to limited. That only things which are exactly like the mincha. Mincha, imi, nothing else requires salt. The metal, timlech, is not referring to anything else. Hadar, amen. Then he says, al kol carbon, just says, al kol carbon, takri melech. It's a klal prat klal. Prat. So ma prat mufudish. What do we know about mincha? Shachedim boyin chayvula. Mincha on its own can't work. It needs other things. It needs wood to roast the kaimitz. Av kol shachedim boyin chayvula. So too, anything which requires something else, like levoin, also needs wood to roast it. The boyin chayvula, mind you, what are we talking about? Eitzim. So av kol eitzim. What is this thing that mincha needs outside of itself? It needs wood to burn the wood so that you can burn the koimitz. So too, anything else which requires wood, like levoina, is also included because klal prat klal, you're mar b'kein prat. Aimless says the Gemara. So what are you going to say? It's levoina. You want to include levoina. So for the Gemara, but I see dam. So why don't we include blood also needs salt? Before you said blood doesn't need salt. Why don't we include the blood in salt? And blood needs something else. What does blood need? Blood needs, you have to bring also nesachim, the wine. So that comes because of the blood. So therefore, so why don't you make the same judgment? Anything that requires another thing, another activity with it, say that alongside the dam that you spray on the mizbeach, you also need, what do you call it? You need the nesachim of the wine.
Didn't we say the nesachim can come up to 10 days later? Or something?
Yeah, but still need it. Doesn't matter. You still need it. The icy dam, the ikon nesachim that has nesachim. So the nesachim. My answer is: who told you that the nesachim come to hang through the blood? Nesachim bahadi emurin also. The nesachim are there for the fats. You burn the fats on the mizbech, and in order for the, and we need the nesachim to complement that. My time of why? Because achil levishtia. Every time you eat a meal, you have drink. So the mizbech needs also food and drink. The food is the emurin. What's the drink? The drink is the wine. Usually when you ask someone to apologize and you accept your apology, you're in a good mood. So the dam, which is the kapara, you're in a good mood. And what makes a good mood? Wine. So the chayr and the sachim are tagged to the dam. So if the dam needs something else in the sachim, why tag it? Don't you salt the dam? Therefore, the braisa continues. The reason is, another reason is because levoina and the kaimitz are both found in the same keli at the same time. Therefore, the kaimitz is salting, so does the levoina.
Doesn't go on top of it.
No, you guys, you say you can even bring it a few days later. goes on his bech. I will eat him, but wood ki heicha the miskasha b'mincha hachi miskasha b'kula kabanis. But since mincha needs wood, every carbon needs wood to be able to roast whatever it is. So therefore, all kabanis require salt. Says the Gemara ve'ema one we say maha prat l'chayde. Mincha has two properties. One is that it needs something else to make it happen, which is the wood. But also, when you bring up the kaimitz, it enables you to eat the balance. So maybe only those things that has these two common, what do you call it, features. One is that you need wood, but the other one is that it enables you to eat something else. Oh, by kabanas, they all need wood, but they don't enable you to eat anything else. Whatever you roast with bech, eat that. Or that goes to mizbech. And the rest, you eat nothing. And if you don't roast the emur mizbech, it's still not zama'ak of the carbon. So the chayda, the only thing that should be permitted, learning from mincha, should be the levoina. The levoina is the only other thing that permits you to eat the shiraim or the mincha, or by the lechem apanim, that's it. But yimara b'ema, ma'a prat mefurish. Achayda b'o chayda has two features. Number one is that it has to have wood. And umateres, and also enables you to eat something else. Av kosha achayda b'o chayda umateres. Umayni, what is that? The levoina habo b'bazichin, the shayya lechem. The levoina that comes with lechem apanim allows you to eat lechem apanim. It needs wood also, because you have to roast it on the mizbech, and also allows you to upon it. That's the only thing that requires salt. Aber mit achri loy, says the Gemara, you're right, but mit the itzach, because we need a special pasuk to tell you that blood does not need salting. Why need a pasuk if the rule is anything that needs wood and anything that is matter? So dam is matter, the rest of the carbon, but doesn't need wood. So why need a pasuk? In the itzach, ma'al mechaslam nama, meklal, the hanakul, also mechatzah, the raya, that in everything that has only one common feature is good enough. Either the wood or the matted. So all kabbalas we can learn from mincha, but blood is excluded because you have a special pasuk ma'al mincha secha v'loy ma'al damcha. Oh, Mama, you said before ma'al mincha secha v'loy ma'al damcha. We learn the pasuk from your mincha, but not from your blood. Ve'ema, why don't we dash in ma'al mincha secha v'mincha v'loy ma'al v'recha? But the limbs don't require salt. Maybe your mincha. How do you know to exclude blood? Maybe exclude the limbs that go on the mizbech. You don't have to salt them. Says you want mistabre evorim have a little buy. It makes more sense that evorim limbs are more similar to mincha than what do you call it? They're similar to mincha rather than blood. Why? Shekain, look how many things they have in common. This is Rosh Tevis, Ashbag, Tom Mesimin. First of all, achedim boin chayvloi. Side the fats in the mizbech needs wood, and side the mincha needs wood. Mashekin blood doesn't need any wood. Ishim kamoisa, they both have to be on the fire. Blood does not go on the fire. The chutz kemoisa, they're both limited only to the outside mizbeach, but blood can be done also on the inside mizbeach or on the pareches, on your kippur. Noiser kemoisa, they both become noiser, meat and the limb, but shaking blood becomes usher, but it's not become noiser. Tumma kemoisa, there's no iser of tumma, you know, a person is not allowed to eat from it, or it becomes tumma, you get cutters, but it's not by blood. And mi'ila kemoisa, there's no mi'ila by blood as well. So it has all the things in common. Nu adrab adam habalibuya should have included blood. She came mate kemoisa. Blood l'chayda has a common feature with mincha, that the same mincha allows you to eat the balance. The kaimitz of the mincha allows you to eat the balance of the mincha. And blood allows you to eat the balance of the carbon, the rest of the carbon. Number one. Number two, they both have nisal b'shki as a chama kemoisa. They're both pasal b'shki as a chama. But dam is possible as soon as it's shkiz chama, and so too is a car mincha is possible, but shkiz chama. Saying the other thing, the limbs a whole night, you can roast the limbs. Well, the birds, yeah, but not the car. But it's more the Canaan. Taste as the whole discussion. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachas that from here you learn now that you cannot daven mincha. If you look in Ramah Shulchan Aruch, it says you can daven mincha until Tzeis HaKachom, according to Chacham. And then Tzeis HaKachom starts Maidev. In other words, there's no intermediate period. The Rabbeinu Yonah, what we do is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, learn some dam. Since mincha, our mincha is corresponding to Tomei Shavu Labayim and everything else. And here it says, Nifsul B'Shkei HaZachama. So since dam, you cannot bring after Shkei Zechama, so too you cannot have mincha after Shkei Zechama. So Teis has a whole discussion here. What does Shkei Zechama mean? Because Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Rabbeinu Tam, learns there's two kinds of Shkei. There's Mitchil Shkei Zechama and there's Soiv Shkei Zechama. Soiv Shkei Zechama, what he holds the Happy Halacha, that Shkei. But I, he says, Chanik Lich, you have to write Mishat Teshka Hachama. And if you light it in the beginning of Shkei, it's still too bright outside. Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a Soiv. And then there's 3 1/4 meal from the beginning of Shkei until Soiv Shkei. But when it comes to mincha, interesting, he wants to learn. Just taste he wants to learn. It's not the late shkia, it's the early shkia. Even Rabbeinu Tam would be made the mincha shestap of the early shkia. That's why you find all kinds of menhagim regarding mincha. People daven after shkia, before shkia. I remember the Rebbe came when he came to New York. He davened, was like 11:30 and so on. 11:30 at night, mincha. It was winter time. It was winter, but it was not summer. Summer, I'm never there. Yeah. Al-Khatkhila wasn't, it was his thing. So everyone has their own thing. Okay. Amama, you said before, Shemayani Afila Eitzim Bidam Shigar Carbon. You said before that I now know that wood and blood are both called a carbon. Mad Shamla Dominating Carbon. Therefore, you thought that wood should need salt, and that's why we were Shailul from Mincha. We learned that wood does not need salt. Who said that wood is called a carbon? Rebbe, it's a Rebbe. Rebbe Tak hold, you do need salt. You said that even though wood is a carbon, the pus is coming to negate the need for salt for wood. When you donate wood to the mizbeach, it's called a carbonatim, and you don't have to salt it. That's why we have a pasuk from milcha that what that only milcha to takiv melech and not for wood. So you want to ask who's the one who said that wood is called a carbon? We'll soon see has all the dinim of a carbon. Rebbe, but Rebbe holds tak have to salt it. So who we? So when you shaylu that wood, when you donate wood to the base of Migdash, you don't have to salt it when you put it on the mizbeach. Manushech. If it's a carbon, it's a Rebbe, you do have to salt it. If it's not a Rebbe, it's not a carbon, then why would you think you should salt it?
What's
the carbon is wood? It's a pasuk. It's a custom. Carbon is donating to Hashem. You're donating the wood on the mizbeach to Hashem. Who said it has to be meat?
What's the carbon
mean? Bringing clothes. That's right. Look what he says here. The Tanya, we'll learn later. Carbon, it says a pasuk, carbon, melamed, it says kisaka carbon. Melamed shemisnadvin eitzim, that carbon can include eitzim as well. It says nefesh kisakiv carbon mincha, so we learn out that carbon, forget the word mincha right now, carbon includes anything, even wood. The kama, so how much wood should you donate as considered carbon? Shnei gizim, two piles. Two big piles. V'chein u'aymer, it says a pasuk, v'akoyrola, it says in Tanakh, v'akoyrola, he palnu, we made a goydel, it fell out carbon ha'eitzim, it refers to wood, and he calls it a carbon. And Rebbe goes further, and he says, Eitzim, carbon mincha, hey. Since we learn the pasuk, he's like a carbon mincha, it's like a carbon mincha. In what way? Utu unin melech, it requires, he's comparing a carbon to mincha that requires salt, and utu unin agosha, just like mincha, you have to bring to the southwest corner of Mizbeach. You got to bring the wood first to the southwest corner of Mizbeach before you place it on Mizbeach. And you need kmitzim. And in other words, if you donate wood for a carbon, you have to bring other wood to burn this wood. Because it's a carbon. A carbon needs something else, wood. But Amar Rava says, Rava, Eladiv, Rebbe ate it to the kmitza. No, you break the wood into small pieces, and then you do a kmitza on it. But Amar Rav Papa, not so sure. Yeah, but you need other wood to start to start this fire. It's like any other carbon.
When you do kindling, you sawdust or something, you're kindling.
Yeah, okay. Well, my papa's a papa, the divi Rebbe, eitzim, tzrichim, eitzim. According to Rebbe, the carbon eitzim requires other wood to burn like any other carbon. So what are you telling me in this brayse over here that we need a pasuk of by melech from mincha to negate wood and blood? Wood you don't have to negate, because wood does need salt if you hold the carbon. And if you don't hold the carbon, why do you have to negate? It's not a carbon b'chalal. You must say, right, some mekan eitzim, remove from eitzim, velakarol mutimai. So what do you need the pole pasuk for? If you took out wood, the only thing left is blood. But blood we know from somewhere else. Ilam mutidam, ma'am mechaschanavcha. If it's to my dam, you made a whole klala, prata klala to compare everything to mincha. Who needs it? It says ma'al milchoscha v'lai ma'al damcha. So we know already, blood doesn't need salt. There's nothing, and everything else does need salt. And wood is not, every other carbon needs salt. And wood is not a carbon. So the Gemara, you're right. Apik eitzim, remove wood, v'ayil nesachim. But put in there nesachim. What do you mean nesachim? The time we learned. Aval hayayin, wine, v'adam and blood, v'eitzim and wood, and v'haktaitis. And the ktaitis, none of these things require salt. None of these require salt. No. So therefore we see that what? That yayin doesn't require salt. And that's what we learned from mincha, that wine does not require salt. Because wine does not need something else to be, you don't burn wine out of there. Mani, who is the author of this braisek? Because including wood doesn't need salt. Can't be Rebbe. Rebbe holds wood doesn't need salt. So it must be the Rabbanan. is Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold Ketores. None of that. Rabbanon hold Ketores does need salt, because anything that requires wood, Ketores needs wood to burn it. So it does need salt. So who's the author of the Brayse? Mani. E Rebbe Kashi Eitzim. Why are you including wood? Rebbe holds that wood has to be salted. E Rabbanon Kashi Ketores. Rabbanon hold that anything that requires wood does have to be salted. So hi Tana or the Tanya, this is a follow a new Tana. Tanya, we learned a Bishmob and Shabi Yachim Mahaprat. You know what? You decided the Prat was Mincha was something that needs other things to be matzah, other things to chayvula. You need other things like wood to burn it. I'm learning differently. Mahaprat, just like the Kor Mincha Mefudish, we know clearly Dover Shemekabel Tumer. It is something that's Mekabel Tumer, and for Oil Isha goes on the fire. The Yeshnei Alam is Be'echitz, is only on the outside, Alam is Be'echitz on the inside. Af, so too, Kol Dover, Ha Mekabel Tumer. Anything which is Mekabel Tumer, and wood is not Mekabel Tumer. Anything Mekabel Tumer, the oil Elishim, and it goes on fire. The Yeshnei Alam is Be'echitz, only on the Be'echitz, and Akhtaitis is not an Inner Mezbech. If Akhtaitis is not an Inner Mezbech, it's not, it's no, you don't need a limud to tell me that it doesn't require, what do you call it? It doesn't require salt. Not only, it doesn't require salt. It's not like a Mincha. Mincha is only the Alam is Be'echitz, and Inner Mezbech. Yotzu 18, She'ein Mekabel Tumer. We exclude wood that is not Mekabel Tumer. Yotzu dam, that's why the wood is not included. Wood is not Mekabel Tumer. We know that the wood in Marach is Mekabel Tumer. Rashi says only in the Rabbanon, because a thing called Chibas Kodesh, the fact that we love it so much, makes it Choshev that's a Mukshel Mekabel Tumer. But Hatay is not Mekabel Tumer. Yotzu dam, the Yayin, she'ain Elishim, you don't burn them. So that's why wine does not need salt. And Yotzu Ketores, she'ain al Mizbech, it's Ketores is done on the inner Mizbech, and therefore it's not included. So that's the Brice over here, and therefore, in the Brice before, take out the word wood and insert the word wine, and we learn from the word mincha that wine does not require salting. Elo Taimo, so you tell me the whole reason to me at the Kro Dam, we have a pasuk that tells you that Dam does not need salt. Holav Hochi, if not for that, have a mean, I would have thought, Dam Leboi Melech, right? You said all along, we'll learn now, without the pasuk of by Mincha, I would have thought that Dam needs salt. Ask him a very simple question. Kivan the molche, the moment you take salt and dam, and you salt it, salting is cooking. Is nafig lemitayt is dam. It's no longer considered blood because you cooked it. Matayta, when you're over in blood, only raw blood. The moment you cook the blood, it's no longer asa matayta. And if you salt it, it's no longer asa matayta, as if you cooked it. And we have a rule: meliach harehu kiresech. Dam azir, Rav Chanina, dam shebishli, blood that you cook. We'll learn more about this tomorrow. Ain't no over, all of you not over. So, what's going on here? Why would you even think that you need salting blood? The moment you salt the blood, it's no longer blood. And how can you use that for zrikah to be mechaper and the zrikah? Sorry,
you're not over on
the yeah, dam. It's over. It's not the materials of dam, but the terasas exactly. And by kachim, it won't be mechaper. But Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, Ziri, Dam, Shemolchu, Ein, Oilov. And we learned that this, blood that you salted, you're not over on it. But Rabbi Yehuda, the day Omar, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Evorim, Shetzolon. If you have the same idea, if you take limbs and you roast it before you put on the Mizbeach, the whole idea is put on the Mizbeach, the Reach, and the Choyach, to give that beautiful fragrance, that beautiful smell. But if you already roasted before and the Helon, Ein, Mehem, Shemolchu, the Choyach, and no longer Ein, Reach, and the Choyach. So what's going on here? So why would you need to tell me that blood you don't salt? How can you even think to salt it? Says, no. We would have thought, of course you should salt blood, but we would have thought, like every carbon. What about the fact you salt it? I would have thought that maybe that not that you should put salt it enough. Meliach harekeresech means you put a ton of salt on it. I would have thought you have to put a token salt on it. If all kabbalas require salt, when it comes to blood, you're not allowed to salt it too much because it will cook and it's no longer yaitzah. So maybe you put a drop of salt onto the blood, the token nominal salt like everything else, and then it doesn't kapaslet. Kamashon, that's when you're supposed to tell you don't salt the blood. I'll learn tomorrow more about Dam Shebishlam. Sorry?